Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 160 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 7th is, which would you rather receive? External rewards like trophies, certificates, and recognition, or internal rewards through giving away your gifts and abilities. List one way you can give or serve others today. Follow through on your commitment. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. How do we become happier? Where does happiness come from? Is it possible to achieve everlasting happiness? There's a formula that has been created by positive psychologists to account for our happiness. The formula is that 50% of our happiness comes from our genetic makeup, and there's obviously nothing we can do about. 40% of our happiness comes from our mental state, our attitudes, and our actions and behaviors. Things that are definitely under our control. And only 10% of our happiness comes from external circumstances, things like money, vehicles, houses, trophies, certificates, and even words and recognition from other human beings. Now, I'm not saying you have to take these statistics as cold, hard facts, but the main idea is that a large chunk of our happiness comes from our own attitudes and the action we take ourselves, no matter the circumstances of our lives. And I think deep down, we all know this is right. Because if we all wrote down what we want other people to say about us at our own funeral, I would bet a lot of money that all of us would rather be known as a good human being than how much money we had in our bank account. And what do people do when they experience a natural disaster like a fire or a tornado, and they lose all their possessions but everyone in their family is safe? What do people say all the time in those situations? Well, we can replace the furniture and the books and the clothes, but we can't replace the people. But what do we continue to do? We continue to chase those possessions, that status, that recognition. We make major life decisions centered around them. I know because I've been there, and I'm still there in a lot of ways. We want to have nice things. We want to be the winning coach. We want to be the award-winning teacher. We want everyone to thank and praise us. I fell into the trap of thinking that if I could get kids to achieve, then that would show that I was having an impact on them, and then people would respect me more and treat me better. But I had it completely flipped around. And the biggest issue is when we have our eye on the trophies and the status and the recognition, we lose sight of the most important thing, the people in our lives, the impact we have on people, and their level of achievement are not necessarily synonymous with each other. But this is what makes it difficult. We want feedback. We want to know we're making a difference. But there is often not something tangible to grab onto to show us that we are making a difference. So we need to just keep living from the heart. And teaching and coaching for impact, knowing that we may never be able to measure the full effect of our servant leadership. And I think another way we get it flipped around is thinking we have to have it all figured out and know exactly what our gifts are before we start giving them away. There's some trial and error involved. My wife set up for our family to help at the local food pantry one time a week this summer. It's been a great experience, and after the first couple weeks, our kids told us how much they enjoyed it, and they haven't complained one time about going. Didn't any of us know ahead of time how much we would enjoy it? No, but once we started serving and helping, we saw the impact it could have on other people, and the happiness that came along with it. And that happiness came from that 40% we talked about earlier, not the 50% of our genetic makeup, not the 10% from external factors. It came directly from that 40% of our actions, behaviors, and attitudes. Sometimes we have to explore to find things that bring us fulfillment. So how about you? Which would you rather receive? External rewards like trophies, certificates, and recognition? Or internal rewards through giving away your gifts and abilities? What is one way you can give or serve others today? Can you follow through on your commitment? Now you might be thinking, I thought writing our own story is an inside-out process. And it is. But sometimes it's not the mindset of knowing exactly what our passion is or what makes us happy that spurs us to take action. Sometimes it's the mindset of being open to try new things and being uncomfortable that we need. The mindset that our life and our example is meant for us to help others as a lighthouse. And it is this mindset which leads us to take action to lead by serving. Thanks for joining us today. Keep searching for ways you can lead by serving. Keep writing your own story to increase your impact on your students and athletes, and keep giving them a better version of you every day.